Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the stanzas 2 and 4. Bitter tears of lamentation are my food by night and day. In my deep humiliation, where is now thy God, they say, and what follows. Psalter 416, the stanzas 2 and 4. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 12, the verses 10 through 20. Genesis 12, beginning with the 10th verse. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with thee, with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass, that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld a woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen, and he asses and men servants and maid servants, and she asses and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, She is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? And now therefore behold thy wife, take her, and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when on the evening hour of this work day, this school day, we attempt to open our unclean lips and draw nigh unto thee, may it please thee to grant the spirit of prayer and of supplication and of thanksgiving a deep impression whom we are speaking to. Thou who sitteth in the heavens upon thy throne, surrounded by the holy angels, clothed with honor and majesty, who ruleth in the heavens and upon the earth, and who was everything in thy hand, each of our lives, and with an impression that our sins are great, that they are manifold, that our thanksgiving is not according to all the benefits which thou bestowest upon us. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how poor that we are, Thou hast created us in paradise, the jewel of creation. Wherein Adam and Eve was walking in that sweet communion, where they were given to praise Thee. But we have lost Thy image. And now, Lord, we have become so poor and so wretched, dead in sins and trespasses, and to that end, the necessity of the work of Thy Holy Spirit. And Thou as a people upon the earth who learn more and more how poor they are, poor in prayer, poor in thanksgiving, poor in love, poor in faith, poor in hope. Ah, Lord, it is all merited, it is all given good. And to that end, may we be administered in this evening out of Thy fullness to receive grace for grace. Then Thou was granted many a blessing in this day, in the solemn times in which we live. Hitherto Thou was placed a fiery wall round about us. May still of food and drink, Thou yet maketh a difference with most of the people upon the face of the earth. We may still have the truth of Thy holy word. Great blessings for the time and blessings of which we must give an account. Then Thou granteth that our students, our children, may still study at home. Well, Thou help the parents to that end, also the teachers. Thou granteth opportunity to work the fields, to entrust the seed to the earth. And then we need Thy blessing, warm sunshine and rain. May it be with an eye upon Thee. Then in this evening hour, then Thou granteth also that the seed of Thy word may be sown. Lord, Thou knowest the need of the sower, how poor he is. But wilt Thou open Thy holy word and grant the unction of Thy Holy Spirit to be given to declare the wonderful things of the Lord. But, oh, the seed is so good, the seed is so precious, and now we humbly ask Thee, when the seed may be sown, that it falleth not all on the wayside, or among the stony ground, or among the thistles to soon be choked by the cares, the pleasures, and the riches of the world, but that it may fall on hearts prepared by Thee, by the first time and by renewal, and that it may bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold. O Lord, may it please Thee in this evening hour, if You have gathered with us, most in their dwellings, that it may be used for true conversions. May it please Thee in this very hour, to ride upon the white horse of victory, going forth to conquer. There is no enemy too great, whether self-righteous or in the world. When Thou shootest Thy arrow of love, then they shall ask, Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? wilt thou remember thy children? Oh, they are so dependent upon thee for that thirsting, for that desire, for the longing for the living God. Oh, wilt thou grant that close and tender life, that dependent life, needing thee for everything? Wilt thou remember the whole congregation, from the youngest to the oldest? We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, and those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Wilt thou continue to uphold them? Wilt thou spare from rising up against thee? Remember all our elderly ones, the care home, bound to their home and their lonely station. Oh, may they be given to beg of thee for a visit from above. We remember all the afflicted ones, afflictions of the body, of the mind. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember all under the physician's care. Surround them with thy care and with thy compassion, the crosses, the burdens. Remember the family circles. Ah, may love abound. And may it flourish more and more under the judgments of the Lord. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, remember the nations of the earth. Remember this nation, the leaders, the prime minister. Remember also this province with our leader and all those that stand at his side. May they be given to bow their knees and open thy holy word. Wilt thou grant wisdom and understanding? May the time soon arrive that thy church may gather together within the walls of thy house. We remember all the sick, all the afflicted. Remember the medical field. Remember the great numbers that have no work. May it soon be restored. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish nation, mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants, remember the team. Remember all those that labor in thy vineyard, all thy servants, elders and deacons. Lord, wilt thou remember the consistory? Also the circumstances are so different at the moment. May it soon be granted that it may all be restored when we may all meet as we have done for so many years. And remember the whole congregation, all the different circumstances, the many fears. May it please thee to provide the daily bread for us and our children. Above all, feed us with that spiritual bread, Lord. May it please thee to do it in this evening hour. May it please thee to graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance. And then by renewal we have to confess that from our side we have no pleading ground, but may we be given to plead thy great mercy as it is in Jesus Christ, whose resurrection we have commemorated in the weeks gone by, who sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence, by word and spirit, that he gathers, defends, and preserves his church. Ah, may that wonderful work be experienced among us and our children in this very hour. Then it would be a good hour. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our transgressions, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 386, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6, 4, 5, and 7. Guard thou my thoughts, I thee implore, and of my lips keep thou the door, and nor leave my sinful heart to stray, where evil footsteps lead the way, and what follows. Psalter 386, the stanzas 4, 5, and 7. This evening hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture Genesis 12, the verses 14 through 20, and we shall read the verses 18, 19, and 20. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidest thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? And now therefore behold thy wife, take her and go thy way." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had. Our text words speak of the Lord's faithfulness for an unfaithful Abram in the land of Egypt. With three thoughts. In the first place, a Sarai taken from Abram. In the second place, a Sarai kept for Abram. And in the third place, a Sarai restored to Abram. The Lord's faithfulness for an unfaithful Abram in the land of Egypt. A Sarai taken from Abram. A Sarai kept for Abram. And Sarai restored to Abram. Beloved congregation, in the past week we have seen that there has come a famine in the promised land. The Lord leadeth his people in mysterious ways. And then an Abram has heard that there was food in Egypt. Can be in the life of the church. We can have a neighbor, perhaps that does not go to church and not respect the Lord's day. And then when the Lord sends a hailstorm and our field in a matter of a few minutes, nothing left. And the neighbor's field may still stand. Then not only what a questions, but what a grace to bow under the Lord and a greater grace to rejoice in the Lord's doing. That he doeth all things well, and with an impression that the Lord dealeth not according to our sins. When the Lord cometh with trials in the life of his people, and then it is so necessary that they are given to examine themselves. We read of David in 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel 21, when a drought has come, that David has inquired of the Lord for the reason. The God-fearing Job, when he was afflicted, then in Job 10 verse 2, he has inquired of the Lord why the Lord was contending with him. And now for an Abram we have heard last time, and that he has went down into Egypt. We do not read that the Lord has spoken on that journey from the promised land to Egypt. Has been said so often that for the church, when it is dark, then it is best not to move. But now for an Abram, a famine, and becoming worse, with his cattle, with his servants, and a great distance from Egypt, and then no answer from above. What a grace to wait for the Lord. And what a narrow way. We have a rational mind, and we are called upon to use the means. What a privilege it is under those circumstances when the Lord speaks. What a disappointment and what a discouragement for Abram in that promised land. Because surely when the Lord has called him by irresistible grace, willing to leave everything behind, drawn by love to a land that the Lord would show him, then he is simply followed. And then undoubtedly, the land of the Ur of the Chaldeans, that was a fruitful land. And then to expect that that land of Canaan would be more fruitful yet. Because when that people make that good choice, oh, then with an eye upon the Lord, his people and the blessings, then they hope to go from strength to strength. And now when the Lord cometh with those trials, when we are walking in the ways of the Lord, when we are like a Jonah, then it shall not be so unexpected that it can even be that we are even looking, or in a certain sense, that our eyes are open, because Jonah knew that he was fleeing from the Lord, and Jonah knew that the Lord seeth all things thus. Then we can expect when the Lord comes against us. But now for an Abram and his wife to have come in the promised land, to have built two altars, to receive a confirmation calling upon the name of the Lord in Bethel, then a child of God, then it can be the question whether it is in the way of chastisement or in the way of punishment. The Lord punishes the unconverted, and he chastises his people. How many souls there have been under trials and under tribulations that they are so assaulted, and that they thought, if I now had that assurance, and that I am now truly, that is a people that cannot deny what the Lord has done. 'Tis not written how it was with Abram, was silent. 'Tis not recorded in God's word that the Lord has spoken down toward that way to Egypt. But how the child can be assaulted, that they are afraid, that they are not one of his, and that the Lord is punishing. Oh, they think, if I now had that assurance, then I could leave everything in the hand of the Lord. Then I could simply trust, because it is written for that blessed people that they have been purchased for body and for soul. But they missed that assurance. And now we read that in Abram and his wife, that they have come closer to Egypt, and the difficulties have only become greater. And then he starts speaking, that he said unto Sarai his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. It was a compliment. It's necessary that husbands, brothers, that they compliment a weaker vessel. They live in a world where there is much world conformity, and the devil tries to make him think that the Lord has made a mistake in the way that they are created. Thus, and Abram has complimented his wife to encourage her. When we read the Song of Solomon, between Solomon and his bride, it is true, also a beautiful type of Christ and his church. But if you now go through that book, then you are surprised how often that the bridegroom has praised the bride, and the bride has praised the bridegroom. And then we read, therefore it shall come to pass. What an ifs there can be in our life. What a fears. And now in the life of Abram, cannot be different, that he has pondered much about this matter. We do not read what they have spoken about. It is so necessary for husbands and wives that they communicate much, because it can be that even husbands and wives, that in a certain sense, that they live beside each other. And then what a blessing it is when there is that close bond, that communication to unburden each other's heart. And now for an Abram, then when he has come to Egypt, then the worries, the fears, they have only multiplied. And then his ifs, because in verse 12, he has said unto Sarai, therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptian shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, Abram. Has the Lord not been a faithful God hitherto? Has he not watched over you on that long journey from Ur of the Chaldeans to Haran, and from Haran to the promised land, Abram? Has the Lord not watched over you in the land of Canaan, with the Canaanite in the land? Oh, that an Abram knew, but the church learns that they are so dependent upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit and of self, that they can only bring forth nothing but that God dishonoring unbelief. And to that end, they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, and they will save thee alive. Abram, has the Lord not promised that he shall bless you, that he shall give you a seed, that it shall be a great seed, and out of that seed, that the Messiah must be born? In the life of an Abram, when that faith was an exercise, then Abram was immortal, then he could not die. But when that unbelief comes, think of David with the anointing oil on his head by Samuel, a time that he has never forgotten, has experienced wonderful deliverances. 1 Samuel 20, but a step between me and death. And in 1 Samuel 27, one day I shall perish and by the hand of Saul. O Abram and Sarai, bow then your knees. Oh, undoubtedly we must not think, congregation, that Abram and Sarai did not of their devotions, if we may say it so, but no answer yet has found relief. Oh, when the Lord speaks, when the Lord comes over with his love, when the Lord grants that exercise of faith, then that people may, and they must believe, but thou hidest thy face. And I was troubled. Say, I pray thee, thus a tenderness. He has asked Sarai, his head, I pray thee, because of the difficulties, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. What a request of Abram. Maybe there are many in this evening hour that say, how can that now be? And did Abram not love his wife? Oh, yes. But now to come to that request, how it must have cut into the heart of Sarai when Abram has said, dear wife, as long as I may live, and to that end say that thou art my sister. We have mentioned last week how different the Lord Jesus Christ concerning his bride, that he was willing to suffer and to die, that his bride may live, that bride may be redeemed, that bride may receive eternal life. John Calvin, in his commentary, then he has written about this text, And then he has written on the one hand, in a certain sense, good things about Abram. On the other hand, to be blamed. Because John Calvin has stressed that in the first place, when there was a famine, then he did not go toward the Ur of the Chaldeans, but further away from that country, the bridge to the world had been taken up. In the second place, then it is written to sojourn in Egypt, not to find a permanent dwelling place. Thus a stranger and a pilgrim, only as long as it was necessary. He is written in the third place, that Abram, that he was so exercised with that promise seed, that he must live for that promise seed to be born. And to that end, he has made this request, because he said, for an Abram who would now make this request, oh, when it is right, then husbands, and then they are willing even to sacrifice their lives for their dear wife. We have examples in the Bible. Think of Othniel, when Caleb has said, whosoever conquereth Kephar Sapher shall receive my daughter Aksah to be wife. And then he has fought that battle. Think of David, for the daughter of Saul. Then he has went to battle with the Philistines, slain 200, that he may receive the daughter Michal to be wife. Thus a Calvin states that we may also, his thoughts, that an Abram was so busy with the promised seed, but an Abram was also to be blamed, because he has taken matters in his own hands. He could not leave it in the Lord's hand. He could not commit the case unto the Lord trusting, although he could not figure it out. Oh, to put reason aside and to believe the Lord. What a faith when everything seems to go so contrary, and he has not told the full truth. We could say a half-truth is not the truth. It is true, Sarai, a half-sister, the same father, but not the same mother, but not the same truth. What a deep way. And now we read, and it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman, Abram has said, a sister, does not say now the wife, But the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. What a deep way for Abram. How he must have come to his wit's end. How the devil must have attacked. If we think it through, how a soul can begin to reason. Because for an Abram, the Lord had now given that promised seed. Assyria now was carrying that little Isaac. Then the Egyptians, he would have not been tempted to tell that half-truth, but still barren, no child. What do you think, congregation? What that must have been for an Abram, brought at his wit's end, that he knew it no more, that he ascended all the way. Ah, do you think that under those circumstances, how deep it can go in the life of a child of God? Do you think that when Sarai was taken, that an Abram has yet bowed his knees and asked, Lord, may I now receive that promised seed? Has sent everything away. We have said the Lord's faithfulness for an unfaithful Abram. And that now becomes the wonder for the child of God. Each time by renewal, our second thought, Sarai kept for Abram. And then we read, and he entreated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants and maid servants, and she asses and camels. And Abram undoubtedly thought, many times brothers, when the parents were not present, then a brother would have some authority over a sister to give her away in marriage. If we think later, when Eliezer went to find a wife for Isaac, then we read of Laban, her brother, together with Bethuel, her father. Maybe he was frail. Thus, when the parents were not present, then the brother would have a certain authority concerning the marriage of a sister. I hope that our daughters, when a young man asks them to get to know each other for a future marriage, that our daughters, that they always consult and ask father together with mother for their advice. And likewise, her sons are young men, that they also speak with their parents concerning the girl they choose. Of course, then it is necessary that there is a good relationship and communication. So necessary for parents that that bond is formed. When our children are young around God's word, And now undoubtedly Abram thought, now as a brother, then I shall have a certain authority, and perhaps then everything will be well. Sarai was taken. He received many gifts. What do our boys and girls think? Was thou and Abram happy with all those animals, men and maidservants, great riches? Then her children know the answer did not mean anything, because an empty tent. Sarai was taken by the officers of Pharaoh. Also instruction, not always so easy for fathers and husbands to balance their life. As head of the household, called to provide the daily bread, many hours involved, more difficult, one different positions and office, not so difficult to balance. But now how true it is with an Abram, then we can prosper in the world, have much riches, but we do not have a home where love abounds, then it is also empty, and those riches can be taken away so quickly. And then we read, was in the special providence of the Lord that a Pharaoh has not taken Sarai to wife immediately. Maybe in a house of the women, as we read in the book of Esther, all in the special providence of the Lord. Oh, notwithstanding the unfaithfulness of Abram, notwithstanding his lie, then the Lord loved Abram still, and would take care of him, of Sarai, and of their marriage, that that promised seed may be born, out of who Christ would be born. Oh, also in the Old Testament, was through the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ, which would be fulfilled in the fullness of time, that the Lord has looked down upon his people. And we read in verse 17, that is an end of the Lord's goodness and of the Lord's faithfulness, that he has not given Sarai over, and that in Abram, that he did not wither away. I read in Psalm 116, verse 6, that the psalmist was brought low, and in Psalm 142, verse 6, that the psalmist was brought very low. The true people of the Lord, they know of those times, and how the devil, because the devil loves to pester his people, Abram, whereas now thy God, in whom thou trustest, what a hard God you serve. True, brought you to the land of Canaan, but nothing to eat. and now to come down to the land of Egypt. And your dear wife taken away. But now that end, the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord. Oh, when Abram has heard it, oh, when it has come to his ears, what a wonder for Abram that notwithstanding his sins, sinned it away 1,000 times. That is the experience of the church. The church shall never have nothing to boast of, but they shall boast in the grace and the mercy of God. And then in Abram has heard that the Lord still knew of him. It is true, not a solution, but in the life of that people, the way of providence, sometime those small matters, the time, the occasion, the happening, oh, it is true. When the child may see it, then it is not small. Then it is so great, can be in the life of that people. When they have sinned it all away, that they are given to beg the Lord, whether the Lord will try it once more with them, show a little mercy. Oh, in the beginning they can make many vows as they become older. They become less. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Then Abram was given to experience that the Lord, that he rules and stands over everything. Then a Pharaoh, he has come to the realization, the reason, how we do not know. We read later in Genesis 20, with Abimelech there it is clearly written because of the manner of the disease, then it was clear the reason. Whether it was by a dream or undoubtedly that a Pharaoh has spoken with Sarai, how that relationship now was and that she has confessed. And then we read, and Pharaoh called Abram. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalm 102, the first 4 stanzas. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. And what follows? Psalter 102, the first 4 stanzas. the Lord's faithfulness for an unfaithful Abram in the land of Egypt. Sarai taken from Abram. Sarai kept for Abram. And now in the third place, Sarai restored to Abram. Then it is evident in the life of Abram that he did not have such high and good thoughts of Pharaoh and the land. That he was afraid that Sarai would be taken. Then what a lesson for us and our children. 'Tis a narrow line. There can be too much trust, and on the other hand, not enough trust. Then young people, boys and girls, then parents, to a certain extent, they like to trust their children. Then it is important that you do not betray that trust. On the other hand, it is necessary that fathers and mothers realize that their sons and daughters, that they bear their image. The fallen sons and daughters of Adam can also be that we veer too far the other side when parents think, my children shall never do those things. Also in the business world, that runs on a certain trust. On the other hand, also in that respect, to understand that we live in a fallen world. What a narrow line. There have been those that have had too much trust and that have been bitterly deceived. On the other hand, there can be those that have too little trust with too many fears, which is also a hard life. And now when Abram, he has learned concerning the land of Egypt, that he had wrong thoughts. That in the land of Egypt, there was such a respect for marriage. Adultery was a sin. And then he has thought that they would kill his wife. But then Abram has learned that there was still more good in the land of Egypt than he has thought, that there was great respect for the institution of marriage. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what that must have been for Abram when that heathen king has called him for to come to his palace. It must have been fear and trembling. And why? Because of a sin. What he has said concerning his wife, Sarai. And then if Pharaoh was asked, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidest thou she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Thus then we read the respect that the household of Pharaoh, the land of Egypt, had for the institution of marriage. Can also learn much from Pharaoh. When an Abram came than a Pharaoh, did not cast all kinds of accusation, said, what a terrible man you are, what you have done to me, you are worthy to be hanged, to be killed. It's what a Pharaoh has not said. He has inquired and given Abram an opportunity to explain himself. Also instruction for us and our children. What is this that thou hast done unto me? And we do not read that Abram has given an answer. And Abram was ashamed of himself, called before a heathen king. He served the living God. And then to be reprimanded. And now therefore, what a wonder for Abram that he was not locked up in prison for many years. Pharaoh did not become angry. It is clear. Oh, we read in Zechariah 2 verse 8, who touches my people, touches the apple of my eye, that King Pharaoh has received a deep impression because that he was plagued, that Abram was a favored of heaven, and that he served a mighty God, a God that took such a close notice of him and his wife, that when Sarai was taken, that he was plagued with great plagues, has made a deep impression upon Pharaoh that this Abram was a special man. No, God's people are not special people, but they receive special grace. And now what a wonder for an Abram. Silent, must have hung his head down low, nothing to say, guilt from his side. And what would a Pharaoh now say? Then a Pharaoh has said, therefore behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And a Pharaoh has received his wife for the second time. What a blessing when that may happen. When husbands may receive a wife back after childbirth, it is true. In earlier days, many husbands became widowers with childbirth. But under the hour of trial, then is it not? Therefore take thy wife, go thy way. Can be when they have come in accidents, when they have been in the hospital, sickness, and then when the doctor said, therefore take your wife and go your way. Can even be when things are not so well in a marriage and there may be communication and a confessing of faults and sin to one another, that it may also be that it can be that you receive each other for the second time. Oh, what a wonder for Abram. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had back to the promised land. Josephus, the Jewish historian, tells us that in this time when Abram has come to the land of Egypt, he has brought along knowledge, arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, because records tell us that in the Ur of the Chaldeans, that knowledge has increased to a great height. And now at this time, when Abram has come to Egypt, he has brought much of that knowledge along, and that is even confirmed, they tell us, in Egypt, there are some very large pyramids left. The pharaohs have built them because they knew they would die, and it would be a place where they could be buried. Maybe also that their name would be remembered. And now they tell us, at a certain time, at the time when Abram came down to Egypt, then all of a sudden there was a difference in the pyramids. Before, not so square, but after Abram has come, then there was a pyramid, a very large one, 480 foot high, and it was exactly north and south. Also concerning the measurements, then it was very different than the rest. So then we see that archaeology, we do not need it, the Bible, that is sufficient. Thus saith the Lord. But each time by renewal, then the archaeologists, they find things that confirms exactly what is written in the Word of God. Then we have heard of a Pharaoh. Oh, what is this that thou hast done unto me? And that is now necessary for each and every one. Not by a Pharaoh, but by the Lord. That the Lord, by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, for a guilty people, people that have lied, who dares to put up their hand in this evening and say, you have never told a lie. What is this that thou hast done unto me? Such a good doing and such a just God. 'Tis so necessary, young and old, that we become guilty. And why does the Holy Spirit now uncover? Ah, then there is a time that the Lord says, behold, my son, behold the Lamb of God that hath taken away the sin of the world, away to be saved. The Lord's faithfulness for an unfaithful Abram, what it must have been when a Sarai was returned into the bosom of Abram. Oh, it cannot be different. How they must have wept. How they must have spoken. How they must have been given to bewonder the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord. Oh, then they were given to see that in spite of all their sins, spite of a lie, that faithful God, that he knew of them, that he shall care for his child. Oh, for an Abram, how was unbelief. Oh, when the Lord comes over by renewal, then how great that unbelief becomes, the desire. Oh, maybe in the beginning there are times that they say, now, Lord, And now it is so clear that thou knowest of me, has given such clear tokens. Now I shall never doubt how dark, how mysterious, how unfathomable the way shall be, because I have experienced thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ah, then I have experienced that thy mercy is so great, that thou dealest not according to my sins. Ah, Lord, it would have been righteous if I had been in prison in Egypt, but now a Pharaoh has received such an impression that thou art so great, because thou wast sent that great plague. Ah, then thou wast kept my dear wife, that she would not be defiled. Ah, Lord, then I may return to that promised land. Lord, now I can give it in thy hand. But, the church learns that it is all given good, so dependent upon the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. The church shall learn the preciousness of that seed that would be born, the Lord Jesus Christ. They need him as prophet to teach them. They need him as their priest, that they may be atoned for all their sins, also the sin of their unbelief. They need him as king. Has an Abram not experienced that the Lord reigneth? Then we see in this chapter, know it not to be imitated. Then the scriptures are so honest, where the sins of God's people are laid out, not to be followed, but for an encouragement, that the church not need to despair, notwithstanding our unbelief, notwithstanding all our sins, that he that hath promised that he remaineth, and that he abideth faithful. For an Abram and a Sarai, what it must have been, when they have left Pharaoh's palace, when they were united by renewal, when they may return to that promised land. When Abram and a Sarah did not have the solemns we have, but then it cannot be different. It is not all written in the Word of God, but that the praises of the Lord, that they have ascended unto heaven, that they have become so small, that surely they have said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? Then for an Abram, then it was so true, what the psalmist has written in Psalm 103, verse 10, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, or rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard that thou hast been such a faithful God for thy children, that thou hast delivered them, that they were reunited, all their fears, they were put to shame. And thou art the same still for thy church. May we be given to examine our hearts, whether we have become one of thine. Lord, wilt thou remember the unconverted? May they be filled with a holy jealousy to belong to that people whose Lord is the God. But remember also thy people. We have heard that Abram has fallen. Then how we ought to pray by day and by night, that thou may keep us, that thou may take us by heart and hand, that in the temptation we may be given to stand, and that we deny thee not. There is such a fear of man, and there is such a false shame. O Lord, wilt thou remember us in this night, and the night that lies before us, watch over us in the furtherance of this week. O wilt thou bless the labors of our hands. Oh, may we be given to see in the busyness of the times what a blessing it is when we may still labor. O wilt thou remember the mothers at home with the children. Also concerning the schoolwork, wilt thou help the children, help the teachers, help each in the place where thou hast placed us. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 77, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. O Lord, by thee delivered, I thee with songs extol. My foes thou hast not suffered to glory over my fall. And what follows, Psalter 77, 1, 2, and 5. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.